Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Vin comes in today and says, is that the 10-year challenge picture you posted? I posted a picture yesterday. I said, no, I did. I hate to admit this. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I did do the 10-year challenge thing. Because my social media is for the show, so sure. I try to stay on top of the hot trends.
Well, you admitted it, and then you said your picture wasn't actually from 10 years ago.
It was from 9 years ago.
Well, I mean, what's I mean, if you're going to do the challenge, do the challenge.
I was looking for...
No?
I mean, yes, that's okay. True. But first, I'm embarrassed that I did it. And yeah, I'm embarrassed that I didn't actually use a 10-year-old picture. But I took a selfie and I thought it was pretty good. And then I wanted to find an old picture where my head was at the same angle. So it'd be...
Sure. Oh, okay.
And yeah. I just happened to find one that was perfect, but was from 2013. So I just went with it. Okay. And I'm admitting it. It's not all like right. I'm hiding it. I didn't filter anything.
Okay.
Anyway, yesterday was Thursday. So Throwback Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and posted a picture from 2001, January 2001.
Yeah.
And it's a headshot from a radio station I worked for back then, and I don't have my glasses on. And Vinny thought that was a 10-year challenge picture. I said, no, this is just an old picture I happened to find. And I was thinking about this, and I remember that there was great discussion at this station that I couldn't wear my glasses because I would look much younger without them. And I remember the guy I was working for stuck his fingers in my hair and was trying to make my hair look spikier so I look cool. Yeah, this is the era of Sugar Ray and those kind of bands, being Blink-182, you know?
I'm very surprised they wanted you to look younger than you already look, because...
Were you already, like, pretty young?
Yeah, I
mean, you look like you're 12 in the photo. You look very, very young. Yeah, so
I'm a little older than that, but not too much.
I guess they achieved what they were going for. But why would you want someone working at a radio station to look like they're 12 years old?
Well, because it was a kid. It was
why
a teeny,
do I work here?
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, you don't want to look... Like, no. Younger than you do, so I don't...
This was a teeny bopper station, and I was on at night, so I was...
But you were 19, right?
Something like that. Yeah, like something like that.
So you were a teeny bopper. Why did you need...
Because I didn't look like one, because I looked like the guy from Dragnet. I don't know. And you remember, in those days, you've pointed this out, it's only the last few years I've made good glasses choices.
I've had some
questionable lenses,
you
frames.
Had, like the Sally Jesse Raphael ones.
Well, that was before that. That was when I was a little...
You had these, like, sunglass clip-on things that were just like...
Oh, you had the clip-on?
Yes! Oh, he stands by them still. And I'm like, listen, Grandpa, like,
I did
put
have,
your clip-ons away.
I did have clip-ons. I did. No, they weren't even that... cool. You couldn't flip them up. They just had little hooks on the end. And I did have those, and that's true, and those were awful. But the ones that you refer to were Hugo Boss sunglasses. They were like $500 sunglasses.
They're not good.
I bought them on a trip to Vegas, and I thought they looked great. You hate those glasses.
I hate them. Not good.
Well, I don't have them anymore, lucky for you. So.
Oh, good.
And because now I am getting aged, I can't see, and that's why I have to keep getting new glasses, because the prescription keeps getting worse and worse. You know?
Yeah, so. Well, what happens if you take off your glasses now for a headshot? You'd be able to see the camera?
Yeah, I'd be looking off to the left somewhere. It's Rami with Rochelle and intern Vinny for a finally Friday, January the 14th, 2022. Good news is already 2 weeks in, so we only got 49 weeks until, or 50 weeks, I guess. Yeah, 50 weeks until we're at 2023. I'm hoping at some point we'll have a good year.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
News, this one has started out with as a doozy.
The news is just horrible. Yeah. I was reading, not to talk about the news, but... I made the mistake of reading the news before we get going this morning.
Yeah.
So worst inflation in 40 years.
Really?
Yeah. So that hurts. Everything costs more.
And I feel like so many people are dying. There's like a celebrity death every day, like a major celebrity death every day.
And even some not so major. Now this is, I know, we're just talking about how I looked old even when I was 19, right? But Vinny, you remember that oldie song, I'm Going to the Chapel, Gonna Get Married? You've heard that song, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's from like 1964, mm-hmm. Right?
And anybody who grew up in the 90s saw it in Father of the Bride.
Okay, what's fine. Up? The lady that sang that song in that group, she just died. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying.
There seems to be some noteworthy person dying every single day.
Really sad.
Well, this is a bummer way to start the show today, isn't it?
I know. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Good luck finding anything on the store shelf.
Yeah. That's what is that about?
Because we're back to this again, apparently.
Weird things that you cannot find.
You know there's a lot of people that stocked up on so much toilet paper 2 years ago that they still got it, right?
Yeah, well, probably.
Didn't you tell me something about your mother doing that? And she had just a whole back room in the house, like a spare room filled with toilet paper.
She had toilet paper, paper towels. She bought Windex. She bought all kinds. I'm like, why? She says, well, I'm going to use it eventually anyway. So I said, yeah, but now it's there's a shortage right now. So it's really not.
You can go to Costco now and buy like the 50-ounce jug of
You know what?
Hand
I haven't
sanitizer.
Been able to find. There's something. This is so random, but I went to the store the other day and I had to go to two different stores and I still couldn't find it. Broccoli soup. I wanted some broccoli soup. I couldn't find it fresh. I couldn't find the pre-made. I couldn't find the canned.
But you did buy some broccoli soup because you mentioned you got a soup that was loaded with broccoli butts.
I had to go. That was the third store I went to find it.
No tops, only butts.
Yeah, it was broccoli butts. Like the whole... Ooh. Right. Nobody wants the butts of the broccoli. Just throw them away.
All right. There's something trending on Facebook, speaking about all of this, on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. People selling stuff. There's a baby bassinet for sale. And for some reason, this back and forth, these people negotiating about all of this has gone viral.
Okay.
What's the deal here? Stephanie, baby bassinet for sale, gently used. Baby's outgrown at $75 or best offer. And then there's a comment from Ashley. She says, will you take 50?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, like, they're trying to negotiate on Facebook Marketplace.
And that's part of it. And then it gets, there's a lady named Carol jumps in and says.
Oh, Carol. There's going to be a Carol here.
Really? You think a Carol's like a Karen?
Maybe.
This lady says that she's replying to the lady who wants to buy it for $50. She goes, really, Ashley? You're pregnant again? You can't tell me it's Brian when he's been in jail for several years.
Oh, what? No.
I'm not making this up. This is going viral because it's so bananas. Then this Ashley lady writes back and says, for your information, Brian and I had a conjugal visit, and I'm 22 weeks pregnant now.
Whoa.
And then Carol writes back and says, I bet you had Bush Light in your hand every one of the...
Oh, no.
22 weeks. Poor baby's going to be born with a beer belly.
Oh, no.
Then a guy named Sam jumps in and says, I'm sorry. I don't know either of you, but a baby being born with a beer belly, hilarious. And this just keeps going and going
this
here.
Is that a public marketplace?
Yeah, they're throwing shade. And this guy keeps trolling them. This guy, Sam.
Right.
He says, is this for real or are y'all playing this? I feel like I'm on Maury.
That's amazing.
The best part is Sam says, did you notice when you started this whole thread that you spelled it P-R-E-G-N-E-T, pregnant?
Pregnant. Pregnant?
Yeah. By the way, no sale for poor Stephanie, who was just trying to sell her bassinet for $75. Just trying to sell something.
It's like, oh my gosh.
And you get all this drama
going
on.
That's what happens when you, I've sold and purchased things on Facebook Marketplace, and it's true. That happens all the time.
I am not making that up. That's a real exchange that was going, and people have been sharing.
We should post that. That's really funny.
We'll get the screenshot of it and put it up there, because there's been people that have been doing that, and just it's snowballing.
I had that when we were moving the last time I was selling things on Facebook Marketplace, and people always try to negotiate, which is fine. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, but it's just, it's funny to me how, somebody will negotiate and then the two people who want, like I was selling our couch, for example, and I had a price listed and somebody offered me lower, and then the guy below him offered higher than the other guy, and then those two started getting into a fight about who was going to get the couch first. I'm like, wait a second, don't I have a say in this? It's my couch. Like,
what's ridiculous is how people will grossly lowball you on these things.
Oh, absolutely.
Like we had I wouldn't accept the deal because we had a bureau that was for sale, and I wanted to sell it for at least $100.
Yeah.
And then I even brought it down to 80. Someone offered like $1. It's like, I'm not going to give it to you for $1. Like, why would I do that?
I have a confession to make to you.
You did sell it?
Oh,
I did,
man.
Sell your dresser.
How much did you sell it for?
$50.
I told you I didn't want to sell. I was willing to go to 80, which was a compromise.
I know.
When did this happen?
I know, but the last day we were there and we were getting ready to move out, I had an offer for 50. And we didn't have any room in our storage unit. There was no room, and I was going to have to get another storage unit.
I will say this, that sucker was heavy. So
it was heavy. And
so
I
they did do us a favor lugging that thing down the stairs.
Yes, they had to have four people use it because we were up three flights of stairs. So
it took four people to get it downstairs?
Yes.
Again? Well,
yes, because I think it was harder to come down than up just because of gravity and how heavy it was. So
I hate that gravity.
I know, right? So I sold it for $50, and I ended up giving it to the movers as part of their payment.
Why am I just learning things about
I don't
my life.
Know, because
if I didn't have
it away for free.
Because I think in my head, first of all, that day was very chaotic and crazy, but I think in my head, I was just assuming that at some point you would just forget about it.
I'm not going to forget about something like that. What do you mean I'm going to forget about it? But that bureau was...
With her just saying that, that's not the only thing she's hoping you forget about.
No, of course not. This happens all the time. If I didn't have this show, there's all kinds of things about my life I would not be aware of. That was something that I had before I knew you, and you just threw it away.
I didn't throw it away. I sold it.
Yeah, selling it for $50 was throwing it away. It was like a $5,000 piece of furniture.
You do realize that had we kept it, I would have to get another storage unit at $78 a month.
Which is why I agreed to sell it, but for $100, I mean, $50?
But nobody wanted it. It was ugly.
Well, that's their problem. It was not their ugly. My bureau is beautiful. They're ugly.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I guess inflation doesn't affect us, right? $50. It's screwed.
Oh,
well, I'm glad I've got this show.
Yeah. Just,
otherwise, I would have no idea what's going on.
I'm sorry.
We got fun facts coming up. Dumb crook news. We'll kick off the weekend officially right after 8 a.m. It's all on the way in a big Friday show. Friday and off into the weekend we go with a lot to do if you're looking to get out of the house. This weekend, next weekend, we get some events for you. Thanks for sending these in, by the way. You can always do that on our Facebook page or on our page on the website. And we like to share them right here on the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, the Super Pet Expo. This looks like a job for super pets. Happening next weekend at the Convention Center, 150-plus local and national exhibitors speak with representatives from local rescue organizations to learn about the adoption process. Aww. Pets are always welcome, too.
Oh, love that.
Pets making friends with other pets. Mm-hmm. Super Pet Expo. I feel like I need Super Pet Expo. .com for all the details.
Okay.
I wonder if the super pets, I wonder if there's, you know, the evil villain pets, you know, and then they...
I don't think so.
You remember in the DC universe, there's the Hall of Justice and then the League of Doom?
Yes, I do remember that.
Come on, everybody grew up with the super friends in the 70s and 80s.
I absolutely remember that.
I had all those little action figures.
Okay.
This looks like a job for super pet.
Are you having fun with that?
I mean, Hawkman, that could be a pet when you think about it.
Okay. I'm just there for the puppies.
Ice skating and winter fun. I'm appealing to our, Comic-Con demo.
Okay.
Ice skating and winter fun happening at Pier Village's iconic ice rink in Long Branch. Rink admission and skate rentals are available for purchase online anytime or in person at the ticket booth, Skate Shack on Festival Plaza during normal operating hours through next month. FlightOnIce.com for more. Monmouth County Bridal Show is happening Sunday, 1 to 3, Jumping Brook Country Club in Neptune. Free admission, meet with wedding vendors, sample chef-prepared cuisine, live entertainment, honeymoon giveaways.
Wow, there are so many bridal shows going on right now. We could just, bridal show hop and go check out all the food and sign up to all of them.
That sounds like a hashtag waiting to happen, doesn't it? Bridal show hop?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll have door prizes and more. Visit AmericanBride.com for all the details.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. And you can win a honeymoon.
I was going to get you a honeymoon for free.
That's when we got to go to all of them because there's so many going on. We'll just go to each one and sign up.
This was not a bridal show, but it does, for some reason this story reminds me of this. And I feel like I've told this story before, but before I was on the radio, I would go out and do dances and those sort of things, and I'd bring my little DJ set up and play music.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Getting Jiggy With It had just come out. You know the Will Smith song?
Yes.
And I'm doing a party at this, I think it made me think of it because it was at this very, very fancy country club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not, it's during the day, so we're just playing like background music, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can picture this guy's face. He had this curly, curly hair. He had a bow tie on. He was wearing one of those sport jackets like your college professor would wear with the corduroy and the elbow pads. And he comes up to me and goes, so I'm told that you have that cool new song, Getting Jiggy With It. I said, yeah, I got
he said it like that.
I got Getting Jiggy With It. I'll put it on for you. And so hopefully that doesn't happen at the Bridal Expo.
Hopefully it does.
Listen, you're not going to get this kind of fun from the CBB when Ross fills in on Monday, okay?
Oh, sad.
You're going to miss me when we're off for the holiday on Monday.
Uh-huh.
A couple of things we thought you might like to know this morning. Get more anytime events page, 1071toboss.com. It's Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince. Thinking about the weekend, Vinny is calling a basketball game.
That's fun.
He's got a little side hustle where he is a sports commentator. He's basically James Brown. Is that about right?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of any basketball commentators because I don't watch basketball on TV.
Yeah,
is that Marv Albert?
It doesn't surprise me.
Who's a famous sportscaster who...
Shocker.
Who's a famous sportscaster that specializes in basketball? I know some of the football guys, but...
Well, there's Dick Vitale is probably...
Okay.
It's Dickie V, but he's more college basketball.
Yeah.
But, it's Dick Vitale, baby!
Would you believe that I follow the great Vin Scully on Twitter? And he's like 97. Really? He posts on Twitter all the time.
Wow. Why do you follow him?
Oh, he's a great broadcaster. I'm not necessarily a sports guy, but I do appreciate his talents and his longevity.
That's fair.
He's been at it since the 40s.
Absolutely.
I would say this, though. Probably the most famous right now NBA broadcaster is probably like Kevin Harlan or something.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've heard of him. Okay.
Pretty unique voice.
I'm out. I know nothing, really.
There's this guy who broadcasts like multiple sports. His name is Ian Eagle, and I always hate it because I have a buddy named Ian.
Yeah.
It's spelled the same, but he goes by Ian.
Ian.
Like, really? Just because you became a broadcaster, you change your name like
that?
Quit
putting
like,
the emphasis on the wrong letter, Ian.
I have to be honest. You can't be somebody to criticize someone change their name for broadcasting. You've got like five different names depending what gig you're doing, okay?
Oh.
So let's be real about that.
Don't we all have like five different names?
Sure.
My own family doesn't know my real last name.
I don't think I know your real last name. Depending on which email I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's true.
We get the kids coming in this weekend to see us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that should be fun. They're flying.
They are flying.
Which seems extravagant of us, but that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
So they're flying themselves.
They're flying solo.
And this is the first time either of them has been in an airplane without adult supervision. Well, I mean, I know they've got the flight attendant that gets assigned to them.
So you have to pay. You have to pay for...
There's a movie by this title. It's Unaccompanied Minor.
Well, that's what you have to pay for. Yeah. It's called Unaccompanied Minor. And there's an extra fee associated with it, but basically they get VIP treatment. They get to go on the plane before the military people, before first class, before the elderly. Like, they get walked onto the plane. They get sat there.
They don't sit in first class, though, right?
They don't have first class tickets, but they get sat wherever the most convenient seats for the attendant will be.
Well, it's either going to be at the front or the back of the plane.
Right.
That's where they
so
always
they,
are.
There's a chance if the first class is open
yeah.
that they may be sitting real bougie.
Wouldn't that be
right
great
in
if
first class?
Grayson, he's 5 years old, he's sitting next to like Warren Buffett or something in first class. Warren's thumbing through Fortune magazine. He's there. He's like, you want to play Roblox?
He would,
yeah,
too.
I guess so.
He would.
Oh, he'd have no problem.
He would love it.
He's
yeah.
very friendly like that.
Yeah.
You've talked to Lola, who's now she's 11.
Have. She's 11, and she's very.
Now, I want to point out, we were talking earlier about how I posted an old headshot from my early days in the business, the radio business. Mm-hmm. I was working already as an intern when I was 11 years old, so I think she's going to be fine.
Lola is more mature than I am in a lot of ways.
That's
so
true.
So I asked her, but I wanted to make sure she was going to be comfortable doing this because I do feel
I think her biggest stressor is probably going to be handling her brother, right?
Absolutely. If it was her alone, she would be fine. But she told me her exact words that she was proud to do this.
She's proud.
That's what she said.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I felt like that was a very dramatic statement.
That doesn't sound dramatic. That sounds sarcastic.
No, I said, are you sure you're okay? Are you nervous? She said, I feel very proud that I can do this. And I said, okay.
Like proud of herself.
I guess.
For having the wherewithal.
I don't know necessarily what she meant by that, but she seems excited. We'll see how she feels after the flight.
Yeah.
After having sat next to her brother for an hour or so on the plane.
I mean, he's not going to, like, he's going to
be fine.
He's just going to be chatty. That's his big thing, is he doesn't stop talking.
Right. Both of them have flown several times. This is not like a new thing. We fly all the time. So I think they'll be in, it's an hour. It's like a super short flight, you know, from up to down. It's quick. So,
Vinny, your last trip out to Vegas, you were an unaccompanied minor, right? You went by yourself.
Oh, pretty much.
You got a special badge.
I got a lot of looks like I didn't belong to be flying by myself.
Believe it or not, I kind of like flying by myself if I've got to go.
Yeah.
Like, I hate all the stress of getting there and then getting through security and all of that. But when you're on the plane, I'm not crazy about, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not crazy about traveling with somebody else because it's one of those few times where there's just the whole, you can't check your email. I mean, I guess you can if you get but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, the world stops for the couple hours you're on the plane.
Uh-huh.
So you finally read that book you've been meaning to read. You put your thing in there, your earbuds. You listen to some songs you haven't listened to on your
alone time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know, when you're traveling with people.
Well, to be fair, anytime you're traveling with me, you're sitting up in first class and I'm in the back of the plane.
That's on you.
Because I refuse to pay
you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying you still fly alone because I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to pay
so
that. That's crazy.
The only risk you run is that the person next to you wants to make chit-chat.
Yes.
Then you get a problem. So I make a point to put those earbuds in right away just to make sure. So that's something Lola might run into, is that she sits next to someone who
they're supposed
wants to be buddies.
To be sitting next to each other.
Okay.
So she'll have to sit next to
and
him.
And it's a two-seater, not a three, so...
I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
So
honestly,
there could be a person on the end or something.
Yes.
No, you know what? It'll probably be the flight attendant.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll sit. And unless it's... The biggest thing I'm actually worried about right now is all the flights are getting canceled everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think all of the flights that are going out are pretty filled to the max. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully they get sit next to a puppy or something. That'd be great.
I'll give Grayson some pointers on meeting some flight attendants.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How's that worked out for you so far?
Well, I'll give him some pointers. He can choose to take the advice or not.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
Did you see this story? NASA has discovered what they're describing as a potato-shaped planet.
No.
Now, you're something of a self-described space geek.
Yes.
You went to space camp as a child.
I did.
Filled out the form. You were trying to be one of the people on Jeff Bezos' space flight, mm-hmm. right?
Didn't make it.
Didn't
yep.
make it on there.
Yeah.
You've also tried to get petition signed to have Pluto reinstated as a full-blown planet.
As it should be.
Because right now it's only a dwarf planet.
It should just be a regular planet.
Not an official planet of our solar mm-hmm. system anyway. NASA astronomers believe they've discovered a new potato-shaped planet. They haven't confirmed it's an actual planet as of yet. They're calling it a potential planet WASP, or I don't know if it's WASP,
okay.
which I think I used to work there, 103B. WASP 103.
Okay, where is it? Is it like near another planet, or they're just, do they give you specific coordinates, or?
It's apparently about 20,000 miles from Jupiter.
Oh, okay, so it's far. Wow, interesting.
Apparently it was initially discovered, I'm just reading this here myself for the first time, back in 2014, and its shape was theorized due to its short orbit. Apparently 20,000 miles is considered to be fairly close by to another planet.
Yeah, yeah.
So a short orbit to Jupiter.
Okay. And it's shaped like a potato?
They say it's shaped like a potato. It doesn't look like a ball like most of the planets yeah. we think of them as looking
so
like
if,
balls.
If,
it looks like a spud. You
if
know?
They start to categorize this as a planet and we kids now have to make the diorama of the planets, they're going to have a bunch of circles and a potato?
You just hang the potato. It'd be real easy when you're doing your science project. Just hang that sucker right up there.
That's super interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, when will we know if it's a planet or not?
I doesn't say
hopefully it's not like
that.
An asteroid that's on the way here or something.
Actually, I'm reading a different post here because there's, you know, news stories covering this. And they say some scientists think it looks more like a rugby ball than a potato. So you get a couple options.
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what a rugby ball looks like, but I'm going to go with it looks like a potato.
Yeah, well, yeah. Basically looks
it's
like a
oval
potato.
Instead
so,
of round.
So either way, parents, as you're helping your kids with their science project, you're in luck.
Yeah.
Things just got
get
a lot
the potato
easier.
Out. Much
All you
easier.
Need now is a little sour cream and you'd be in business. And speaking of parents, it's 7:29:20, so we need hashtag mom.
Confession.
We search the socials for moms that have used that hashtag and sent in some thoughts dealing with kids. Maybe it's helping them with their homework like we're talking about here. Confessions just like these.
At Caffeinated Bacon said, my kids will sleep.
Caffeinated Bacon.
Yeah.
That's the name of my next, that's my next venture right there. That's how I make my million.
Caffeinated Bacon.
Caffeinated Bacon.
My kids will sleep no problem on any surface.
Sure.
But they can't walk if their shoes or if their socks are inside out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How would you feel about sleeping on a potato-shaped planet? Tell me about that surface.
Do you ever try to wear your socks when that little line is not lined up with your toes?
Oh, it's the worst.
It's so uncomfortable.
That is the worst.
I really do understand that. It's awful. At Wild Rainbow 2 said, so this week, my 5-year-old came up with bedtime topics such as how elephants give birth,
oh my God.
How the sun produces heat, and natural disasters. Hashtag go the f- to sleep.
Problem is the TikTok machine.
Yeah, yeah.
They get these ideas from these TikTok videos.
Christopher Michael said, I've got to be honest. I talk a lot of sh** for a guy who knows all the lyrics to all 43 Wiggles songs.
Well, we've certainly gotten the money out of the bleep button this morning,
yeah,
haven't we?
I guess so. It's Friday.
I've counted, as the little thing here says, 8 times in
wow.
the past 20 minutes.
That's so a lot.
There you go. Hashtag mom. Potato-shaped planet.
Yeah.
7:29:20. Send one in. Might hear yours. I don't know if you saw this clip here. There's a news show in Australia. And you see that story about, how do you say his name? Novak Dvorak? The
nope.
tennis player. How do you say his name?
No, Novak Djokovic.
Fine.
And say that one more time.
No. I'm not an ignoramus. I just don't follow sports that closely.
It's fine.
I do like tennis, actually. I like to watch. I don't know that. I know Roger Federer. I don't know. I don't really pay attention. Yeah. But anyway,
Novak Djokovic.
Okay, fine. I saw the story that he is against COVID vaccines, so he had to get a special deal to get himself into the country.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? These are the finals before what? He's going to play. He wants to play in some sort of major tournament down there, right? So anyway, he goes to Australia, gets his remember his plane lands there, and then
they weren't going to let him in.
Yeah, his paperwork wasn't right, so he flies like 17 hours to Australia, and then he almost thought he wasn't getting in the country anyway. Now
yeah.
he's getting in the country, and there's a news channel in Australia that's covering all of this, and apparently they had some commentary on it. Well, listen to this, because you never know when your microphone is on.
Whatever way you look at it, Novak Djokovic is a lying, sneaky.
Wow.
Like, whatever way you look at it, it's unfortunate that everybody else stuffed up around him.
That's it. I mean,
like, to go out when you know you're COVID positive. Well, I don't think he was even COVID positive. I think that form is true.
You got a excuse and then fell over your fucking lies, which is what happens, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
And then him now then ticking he didn't go to Spain.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah. I wonder who leaked this.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that kind of interesting? You can listen to that all day.
Wow. Yeah, they have I love the Australian accent.
It makes it sound even snarkier than...
It does. Wow, they have some choice words for him, though.
The lion snake.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were covering the story and that's why they said that, or they just happened to be talking about it and then...
This was apparently at a commercial break, so my guess is that, you know, they did the top of the news and they go to break and then before
the
they
mics
come...
are still on.
Before they come back for Bob with the
so
weather.
So that wasn't broadcast. Over there.
No.
This
is a producer who releases his clip because he thought that they were being overly mean about how do you say his name again, Vin?
Novak Djokovic.
Thank you. I'm going to have that become my ringtone. Novak Djokovic. But I'm trying to think, have we ever done anything where if it got out, we'd be in trouble? Something we did on microphone and then we were like, oh boy.
I've got a pretty decent list.
Is that true? Do you have something that... That if the tape got out, you'd be in trouble?
Oh,
something
gosh,
you did
dude.
On the air, like in the radio studio. Do you have something that...
I do. Okay. I was doing a podcast with one of our coworkers, and I was told it could be inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
They were making jokes towards me, so it was about me. I made this joke about myself, and then they claimed, oh, you could get canceled for that, even though it was a joke towards me.
Yeah. Well, did the podcast get published?
No.
No.
There were meetings. I was in meetings about this because they were so mad at him.
Oh, really?
Which is stupid because they told me it could be inappropriate and they were already talking about inappropriate
stuff.
Well,
I think inappropriate and like, you know, canceled. Dude, I think they meant like you're not on air, so if you want to throw out an F-bomb, you're probably fine.
It wasn't an F-bomb. Yeah. He was saying some offensive stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well,
potentially
not really
offensive.
Even offensive. It was just a simple joke that wasn't towards anyone else. Besides myself.
Okay. Listen, Louis C.K. Okay. It was a little bit offensive to some people. Okay.
I can't think of a time where you and I were in the studio and we said something
I will tell you, I live in perpetual fear that I have forgotten to bleep something that we've pre-recorded or whatever. Because when you're not live,
right,
your guard is down a little
sure,
bit. And I'm sure,
sure
that's what happened to these people on the news is they figure, well, the camera, the red light's not on.
Uh-huh.
So who cares what we say? And you don't think about the fact that something's always running. I live in perpetual fear.
And we have had something that has gone through. I think we had a caller or something that came in and we weren't...
Had that happen multiple times.
They weren't on enough. But I can't think that there's a conversation that you and I had or that we did something in the studio in between... You know,
before we were working together and I was just by myself, I was working in the middle of the night and I let a caller go over because I forgot to clip the thing.
Yeah.
And
that's a scary. That's
S-word went out over the air and I'm just imagining,
really?
You know, at that time of the morning, because you know what time we get here, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm working the graveyard shift and I know the morning show is coming in. I'm like, they got to, people heard this.
Oh.
And I didn't even talk about it for like 15 years, you know?
Did you get in trouble?
No, never heard anything about it.
That happened a couple times at another station that we worked at with someone else and I kept it secret for them and I didn't tell you. Because I didn't want them to get in trouble, but I, knock on wood, have
never...
Well,
that was doubly bad because they were, I remember...
Doubly?
Yeah.
It was doubly bad
uh-huh. because it happened on St. Patrick's Day, uh-huh. I remember this. And not only did they let an F-bomb go over the air, they were pre-recording their stuff, and the whole point is we were live from a pub because it was the holiday.
Right,
and they weren't even doing the show. They were pre-recording, I think, because she wanted to go drink.
Right.
So.
Which you can also be fired for.
I'll tell you another one. This is a long time ago. I'm working just part-time at this little radio station, and they had me come in and record a commercial. You know, they give you the script.
Sure. Says,
come in today to Bob's Discount Auto or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I kept making a mistake. I can't remember what the word is. And I went, me in the ass. Good thing I just bleeped that, right?
Yes, my stomach just dropped.
But I did it just like that, where I slammed the table and said, me in the ass. And they call him, I don't know if people don't know this, but the guy that produces all the commercials at the radio station is called a production director.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this guy got like this dance music, like disco music, dumpa, 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 dumpa. And he made like a beat mix and be going, in the ass, in the ass.
Do you have that still?
No.
I would love to hear that.
No, you know what? I should reach out to him because we're Facebook friends.
That's amazing.
I haven't seen the guy in years and years, but I bet he's still got it.
Oh, that is so funny.
So if ever I really get famous, that's going to come out for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Novak Dvorak.
No!
What is it?
No!
Ah, me in the ass.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the name?
Djokovic.
Forget
the D.
Okay.
We'll get that later.
Okay. And this weekend, stay in touch with us on any of the socials. on our podcast. Search Robbie and Michelle wherever you get yours. We'll be right here for you until we're back after the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. So we hope you have a good weekend. Let's stay in touch. Ooh! In my hand, the envelope hermetically sealed, kept next to Megan Fox's engagement ring since noon Thursday. No one has seen these here and contain facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. It's Fun Fact Friday! Fun facts. Mm-hmm. These are facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Flight attendants in Brazil are required to train in rainforest survival techniques just in case they crash into the Amazon. God.
Everything that you see wants to kill you.
I can fill up that drink and I can wrangle a python.
That's terrifying.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Men who are castrated live longer than women. Men who are castrated live longer than men who are able to keep their business by an average of about 14 years.
You said balls.
Who are these men getting castrated? Like, does that is that like a medical procedure?
I imagine that it is a medical procedure.
Like a thing that like men do often? No?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
What would I know about this?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I mean, figuratively, I might know something about it, but not literally. In a related fun fact, perhaps, female kangaroos have three lady parts.
Three?
Three vajayjays.
Really?
I got three of them.
Three?
That sounds like a lot of work. I got to be honest with you. That sounds like a long night.
Yeah. Wow. Like,
listen, I'm tired. Let's put on some Netflix and chill, okay?
You got two more to go there, sir.
Oh, my God. The average person passes gas 10 times during the average day and produces a full liter of flatulence.
Disgusting.
I'm going to tell you, that is a fun fact.
That is not a fun fact.
It is a fact and it is fun.
That is gross.
Because it's about farts.
That's a gross fact.
The CEO of the company that owns Tinder, Match.com, and OkCupid says he's never been on an online date.
Hmm.
My guess is he's got no problem getting dates with the amount of coin he's got in the bank.
Probably.
All right, that's enough of that. Here we go. A couple of things trending this morning. It's Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five stories you just have to know to be in the know. There's a woman filming herself putting on new boots in her bathroom. It doesn't go so well, though.
Uh-oh.
Got these new boots. Yes, I got it on video.
I don't know what the best part is. Is her face planting or that giggle she's get going
she
there?
She face planted?
Sounds a little bit like a monkey, don't you think?
Oh, man.
That poor lady.
That's not fun.
Nice boots, though.
Yeah, well.
Might need to return those. I don't know. There's a city in California, Sunnyvale, that wants to use laser pointers to deal with its overpopulation of crows.
What?
They're hoping the laser pointers will humanely annoy the crows to leave the town of Sunnyvale. I'm not making this up.
The noise is just unbearable. We have Caltrain right there, but it actually competes with Caltrain in terms of the noise pollution in the downtown area.
Okay, I see now. So Sunnyvale's filled with Karens, apparently.
Why do they have so many crows?
Also, apparently they don't have planes flying over because, you know, like, you get caught with a laser pointer, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, what is going on
and
there?
Just imagine how the cats will feel.
Yeah, talk
about annoying. Oh, my God. Number three in the Fast Five, Budweiser's going Willy Wonka, you might say. They're hiding golden cans in packs of their beer. With your chance to win $1 million, you got to find one of the 10,000 golden cans, post the image correctly, you take a picture of it, post it with the hashtags they want you to use, and it enters you to win. Okay. You know what it's going to be? It's some guy named Vern that lives, I'm going to do it. I'm going to drink all the Bud till I find the golden can.
I'm doing it for the money.
You're drinking a little too much, Vern. I'm trying to win $1 million.
That's right.
My name's Vern.
Get it, Vern.
Number four, Kylie Jenner is the most followed woman on Instagram. I got to give it to her. 300 million followers.
Wow.
There are two accounts that have more people. She is the number one woman on there.
Oh,
there are
okay.
two accounts total on Instagram that have more followers. Fashion designer Cristiano Ronaldo,
sure,
389 million. And Instagram's own account on Instagram, 460
That's it?
Million. Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine
good
poor
her.
Instagram only has 400,000 on Instagram. You'd think they have everybody on it. Remember Tom from MySpace?
Yeah.
If you're on MySpace, you had to follow Tom. Instagram probably should get on that.
I was thinking everybody had to follow Instagram, but I guess I don't follow Instagram.
Only 460 million people.
What does Instagram post on Instagram? Like, now I want to go follow because I don't. I mean, I can understand what a designer and Kylie's posting, but what does Instagram post? Is it just like the logo?
Here's
of Instagram?
Gary and IT at his desk,
right.
Monitoring the servers, making sure you can tweet or whatever it is you do. At number five, QB Ben Roethlisberger says he doesn't like the Steelers' chances against the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs this weekend. And he said, quote, to a reporter, "We don't have a chance, so we're just going to go in and have some fun." Well, that's what you want from a leader right there.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
We're going to lose.
Wow.
Then we can work on winning that $1 million from Budweiser.
There you go. Him and Vern, huh?
Hey, Ben, we'll drink some beer. We'll play football. And, of course, any similarity to a person, real or fictional, merely coincidental.
Yes, of course.
World famous celebrity birthday file. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. He's 53. Jason Bateman is too. LL Cool J, T-Bone Burnett, Faye Dunaway, all celebrating today. Today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day and National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Oh, okay.
Gone but not forgotten on this date, Andy Rooney. What's the deal with hot pastrami? I, for one, like my meat cold.
Gross.
Poor Andy.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
All right, let's try this. I like when this happens when we were discussing something. And then it starts trending. This happened to us just yesterday about paying it forward in line at the coffee shop at Starbucks or whatever you're into, right?
Yes.
We happen to be talking about how that happened to you, and you got stuck with a $30 bill because you decided to go along with the pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking about this yesterday about breaking the pay it forward line.
Right.
Well, we were planning on something here for a couple of days now. Believe it or not, we do prep ahead.
Sometimes.
About the very worst kinds of jobs for the worst kinds of people. The jobs that seem to attract the craziest people, okay?
Radio.
Right. And that's how we get on this topic, because it seems like everybody in this building, everybody in this business, is nuts. Actually, the people in this building are not that bad.
They're not.
Some of the places I've been.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real head cases out there,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. And listen, I've got my neuroses. I mean, clearly, if you listen every day, you know we're not normal people.
No, we're not.
But having said that, compared to most people in this business, we got nothing on us, okay?
Right.
So you're wondering, is there a certain kind of job that attracts the worst kind of people? Wouldn't you know, something very similar is trending this morning, and there's people answering this on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Let me click on this, and they're making suggestions as to what they think.
I'd say one that definitely comes to mind is a debt collector. I think to do that job, you kind of have to be, like, to be okay with constantly calling somebody 8 times a day. Like, that takes a certain type of person to have that.
They get weathermen, game show hosts, taxi drivers. They get some interesting ones.
Oh,
there,
interesting. So. Okay.
How would you answer that? I mean, I would go with radio.
I said debt collector.
Oh, you said that was you. Okay.
Yes, that was me.
I'm sorry. I was reading the article.
No, I was just saying.
I started scrolling Reddit. I lost I lost my focus
here. I think that takes a certain type of person to be able to do something like that, or somebody who works in like a slaughterhouse. Like you have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. It's
how about a bounty hunter? You know, like that dog.
A bounty hunter.
That guy dog.
Yeah.
That's a tough gig.
That's a tough. Actually, I would probably. Well, I am a head case. I would.
You'd
like
to
job.
Track people down, like deadbeat dads, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I guess you would.
Absolutely.
Kind of, you'd be like Batman going after the bad guys.
Because I like the detective part of it, and if I read something, I'll remember it. So then I have it in my head, and then I can keep searching and searching, and then once I find them, especially if they're bad people, I'd be like, "You're welcome."
What are you, Dexter?
Maybe. I'm not going to kill them. I'm not Dexter.
You know, but something that I think would take a... This is similar to what we do, but not exactly. Hmm. The people in the TV news that get asked to go to like a house, you know, and ask the person, excuse me, I'm so-and-so from Channel 5 News.
Like investigative reporters.
Yeah. Is it true that you're stealing from your boss? Like, I could never do that.
I could.
I don't know that I could even do that. I would feel very uncomfortable doing, like, being even just a reporter at the Capitol, you know, and saying,
I think
you're lying about the taxes you say you're cutting. Like, I couldn't do that.
It definitely takes a certain type of person to be able to do that. You have to have.
I'm a coward. I hide here behind my microphone in this little room.
Yeah.
But
no,
to go out
it.
In public and do that, I don't know that I could do it.
Yeah. I get it. It's definitely hard.
Is there a job you think attracts the worst kind of people? Takes a certain kind of nutball to do this job. That's your he said.
She said.
We are just underway. This morning's He Said.
She Said.
We're going to try not to use the bleep button again, by the way, please.
Okay.
Jobs that attract the worst kind of people. Maybe it's an unpleasant job, and it takes a certain kind of weirdo to do this job. Any thoughts on that?
Shannon said the private yachting industry. It's a very shady industry full of cocaine-addicted, shallow individuals.
Wow. I've seen that Below Deck show.
Yeah.
Like the captain seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I feel like Shannon has something very specific that she's talking about.
My guess is Shannon has been fired from a
yacht.
She's
had a bad experience
would be my
there.
Guess.
Yeah. Ben said most attorneys, second law students, also people in high finance. And my sources, I'm a lawyer. We suck.
All right.
All right. And Irene said, the shopping mall kiosk people, no matter where you are, those employees borderline stalk you.
You have to feel bad for them. They're trying so hard to make commission, you know?
I guess.
I mean, that's a lousy job.
I you know, it takes a certain person to be able to walk up to a stranger and ask if they can straighten your hair, though. Like, are you kidding me? I'm walking around a mall. No.
What about the poor guy that's selling, like, you know, foosballs or something in the middle of the mall? Like, well, nobody wants, hey, you want to play with this?
Yeah.
Not really.
I don't know. I think that's easier than, like, can I put some lotion on your hands or straighten your hair? No. Get away from me.
I got to tell you, there's another thing where, you know, COVID makes life a little bit easier, actually.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Dr. Fauci. You know.
6 feet.
Line one.
Anybody involved in government?
Well, that's a popular answer right there.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say that, yeah, that's true. Because if you are lied to and then don't question the lie and then work for the lie without continuing to question the lie, you're a piece of doo-doo.
Okay.
All right, Joe Rogan, take it down a notch.
Strong opinions here.
All right, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go to line two.
Honestly, it's like restaurants.
Oh, that's an interesting answer. I don't know
that
I would have.
Why do you think that?
Like, haven't met somebody who wasn't complaining about their manager.
Yeah.
So it's not like the people who wait the tables, but it's like the people in charge of them who tend to be, I don't know. I hear stories.
Interesting.
And then there's those snooty maitre d's. We don't have a table available, sir.
Where are you going to eat?
I don't know. The movie Home Alone 2?
Yeah.
We'll get some more answers on this. Jobs that attract the worst kind of people for whatever reason. That's your He Said.
She Said.
More answers coming up.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, here we are talking about jobs that attract strange people. Maybe the worst kind of people. The worst kind of job with the worst kind of people in it. A lot of opinions on this. We were talking about how all radio people are nuts.
Yeah.
And it just so happened there is something on Reddit where people are discussing this. And there's a whole back and forth. Everybody's got opinions about, you know, there's a telemarketers is a good one.
Right. Glenn said anyone in the entertainment business, they're all selfish and narcissistic.
Now, there's really no question about that.
Yeah. It
takes a certain kind of psychopath to want to get up here and make a spectacle of yourself.
Diana said anyone who works on commission, car sales, realtors, they're all a bunch of liars.
Well, come on.
Working on commission is tough. I will give you that.
That's not very nice.
It's not very nice, but, you know, she's not wrong.
That's not true. No, I know that you worked in the restaurant business, so you've got some opinions on servers and that sort of stuff.
Well, servers don't work on commission per se. But
well,
like,
tip is a form
of
commission,
isn't it? I worked in bridal at one point, and I worked at a place where we worked on commission, and I once had a manager tell me to sell a bride 4 veils.
And you did.
And I did, but then I felt like she didn't need 4 veils. Like, why?
No one made her buy the 4 veils, though.
I understand that, but you know.
It's not like you stole from her. She's just a dummy.
I know. It's a tough job, though. It definitely takes a certain type of person to have the...
I just don't know that they're all liars.
I'm not saying they're liars.
Well, that's what that lady said that wrote in, so I feel like that might be a little harsh.
You know, okay.
I got to keep the audience going here, okay?
Jennifer said investment bankers. Not all of them are terrible, but to be successful, it's beneficial to be a complete jerk.
Yeah, I might have to agree with that. I put, like, just a small amount of money a long time ago. We're talking, like, $1,000 in an account. I get more paperwork from these people on a monthly basis.
Yeah, it's like a 30-page thing every single month.
Because they change one decimal point in one of their policies. They got to send me this whole thing.
Well, at least they're keeping you up to date.
I guess. It feels like a Ponzi scheme, though. You just can't get out of it.
Can you ever get that $1,000 back?
No, and it's with interest. Like, now I have $1,000.04.
Woohoo!
Fantastic job investing, Kyle. Go to line two.
Business. Anything involving business.
Any specific type of business?
Yeah. Could you narrow it down a little for us?
I don't know, anyone who like majored in finance or anyone who deals with money or is a CEO, like bad.
So we're talking about like Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. Greed is good. Those kind of guys.
Yeah.
With the suspenders and the slick back hair. Yeah. I know what you mean.
The Leonardo DiCaprio of people.
Yeah, that's right. All right, keep this going. You text us or get us on Facebook all weekend long, right under the graphic on our Facebook, as a matter of fact. Worst kind of jobs, track the worst kind of people. That's your He Said.
She Said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.